I'm sitting in what was a Wesley Church in central Ballarat. It's now owned by artist and art therapist Linda Franklin, who's just spent the last month at Kurung, a facility for young people, a residential facility run by Uniting Care. And Linda has spent the last month there as part of the Under the Floorboards project. Linda, just tell us firstly about Kurung. Who lives there and what are the circumstances?
Kurung is a supported residence with a series of apartments that is safe housing for up to 21 youth aged between 16 and 25.
And you're an art therapist as well as an artist. How did they respond to you over this time?
Oh, they engaged immediately. I had initially offered them a series of art projects and we discussed what they wanted to do, which was spray painting, working on a sculpture for the garden, as well as artwork for themselves, for their own apartment.
Why do you think they responded to you so well?
I did find that they were quite self-aware and they knew the role of art. It's the summer holidays. It was January, which is why we ran the program then. And they were up for something to do.
What sort of things did you do with them?
Initially, I started working with them with spray painting and working up a series of practice pieces that would then turn into something for themselves. So it had an immediate theme. It was the week of the Smythesdale fires, and so we were talking about that. And in that conversation, we worked on the theme of flames and then the phoenix rising from the flame.
What have they ultimately come up with?
Oh, very, very vibrant, beautiful pieces for themselves. So they're very bright colours. They've worked on using gum leaves that burn, but as they've used them in with an art technique of stenciling, so they've layered up lovely, lovely pieces of paintings for themselves, and then also spray painted up a large sculpted piece that's now in their garden.
So they've got something in their garden where they live, plus something for their rooms.
Yes.
What's impressed you about how they've responded artistically?
Just their immediate engagement. Young people know that art doesn't need to be talked about, that it's just something to do. And they know just from their schooling, although some of these youth have missed large amounts of their schooling, they just know that they don't have to talk about it. They just get involved in the colours, shapes, forms, and it's on their terms. I don't try and push a conversation too early. We talk about the piece afterwards, but we just are engaged as a group playing with the materials, which is naturally very personally emotive.
So what does art do for not only the young people you've been working with, but all of us when we stop what we're doing and actually just let the ideas and expressions come out?
The beautiful thing about art making is that there is a natural move into a right-brained experience. So it's beyond language. It's beyond having to talk about it. Colour, shapes, forms take us into our non-language communication. And natural engagement occurs with all humans. I mean, often when I'm working with adults, there's quite often a hesitation with the adults, but once they start, usually there's no problem with how the artwork unfolds.
So you like opening a door and suddenly everything just flows on from there?
Exactly.
What sort of materials did you use?
With the youth, they wanted to do spray painting. So that's such a fabulous kind of rebellious, direct, vivid experience. And it's always very exciting. You give teenagers a spray can and they're giggling and laughing and just it's a powerful experience and a powerful effect.
And what impressions do you have about the facility itself, Kurung?
Kurung's a very beautiful state-of-the-art architecturally designed building. I think it gives those who live there a lot of dignity in their experience about their lives.
And it's a secure place as well, isn't it?
It is a secure lock-up, which means that people from the outside can't come in. Of course, the youth are all either at school or working. I was struck by many, many conversations with the teenagers that they all had advanced or higher education that they were going to, either at school, TAFE or university.
Did you talk with the young people there about other things other than art?
My role's not to ask about their lives. Stories naturally come out. They're friends with one another, so the group, it is like a group of young people just playing with one another. There's a lot of trust between the residents of Currung and the staff. The staff are very caring, very professional.
What have you learnt over this month?
How fragile we all are, how fragile every family is, how fragile every youth is, and when given an opportunity, healing does occur. There is a natural impetus in the human psyche to come to return to wholeness, and these teenagers are living proof.
You've created artwork for them in their rooms and also for the garden. What will we see in the exhibition of Under the Floorboards in the latter half of this year?
So in the next few months I'm working on a series of paintings that will be on recycled floorboards using old Ballarat-sourced floorboards because they're full of history, they're full of baggage, scratches, dents that from decades are being walked upon. So the floorboards are then having a new life. They're being recycled, they're having paintings, images, icons almost being placed upon them. And that's been giving the history of those boards a new life, because very much these young people were a classic metaphor for re-scripting their families' histories. Currung is a safe nest, a safe haven, and they'll be flying from the nest at Currung. They're only there for 2 years, so I'm working with the metaphor of birds, nests, birds, and transformation.